back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, a dispute between Bernie Sanders, and Joe Manchin starting to bubble up. Good old Bernie. Bernie's my man. Good old Bernie. There's an old saying, a lot of places, that goes like this. Once you become an elder, you no longer indulge in battles. Once you become an elder, you no longer indulge in battles. That's pretty well true across the board, except for Bernie. Well, what's Bernie done? As you know, there is a fight between the so-called progressive wing or the progressive group in the Democratic Party and Joe Manchin. Well, and Kyrsten Sinema too, but Joe Manchin as well in particular, over the scope of the soft infrastructure package. Review the bidding here. There are two infrastructure packages. Sometimes they're labeled hard and soft. That is not a pejorative against the so-called soft one. It's very important. It's part of the Biden plan. But the hard infrastructure, for instance, a little over $1 trillion, it's called $1 trillion, over 10 years. So it's $100 billion a year. Half of that has already had money allocated from prior COVID expenditures that had not been actually drawn on by many of the states. So it's $50 billion a year, roughly, over 10 years. That is a not only a doable amount, it's an essential amount to repair our roads, bridges, airports, water systems, and rural broadband in the United States. It would put hundreds and hundreds of thousands, perhaps millions, of union workers in the trades, the trade unions, carpenters, laborers, machinists, sheet metal workers, pipe fitters, electricians, rebuilding our country. It has to be maintained. You have a house, what? You never tuck point it or paint it or whatever? Come on. So it's a no-brainer, isn't it? It is a no-brainer. 19 Republicans in the Senate signed on, all 50 Democrats and 19 Republicans. 69 votes, well over the filibuster limit. It went to the House. It's being held hostage by the progressives because they want the $3.5 billion infrastructure, soft infrastructure package passed, which addresses climate change, Medicare, medical services to people, child care, tuitions for community colleges. And by the way, progressives, when you say community colleges, they're two-year colleges. That should absolutely apply to the first 2 years of college in our state, our public universities here and every other state, UWM, Madison, Oshkosh, Eau Claire, Stevens Point, Whitewater, La Crosse, all of them. Manchin says that he can't do $3.5 trillion. Manchin wants to get reelected in West Virginia, and he thinks that he can throw a bone to Republicans in West Virginia by talking smart about this and reducing the number. I have a theory. I'll share that with you right now. You never, ever, ever get reelected as a Democrat by pretending to throw bones to Republicans. Republicans are ravenous. They will swallow anything you give them, and then they'll devour you. You look at Sherrod Brown in Ohio. Sherrod Brown doesn't throw any bones to Republicans. He does his conscience, and he wins by 5 or 6 points in Ohio. He's the only Democrat that does statewide. Joe Manchin should, and so should Kyrsten Sinema, review the Sherrod Brown model. But in any event, here's the sticking point. In the soft infrastructure bill of $3.5 billion, Manchin has said, I can only do $1.5 trillion, not $3.5 trillion. Now, $1.5 trillion, when a guy says I can do $1.5 trillion, that's his bottom number. He will come up. Biden, who is probably the most experienced senator in the 20th century, he was in the Senate in 1972. He was elected when he was 29. Constitutional age is 30. What happened was, the date of the election, he was 29. That's in November. He He turned 30 in December and he was sworn in January. And they said he meets the constitutional requirement. And I agree. But since he was 30 years old, the guy's been a senator, except for 8 years as vice president, which is head of the Senate. Nobody knows it better than he. So he announced, okay, I'll lower my 3.5 to 2 trillion. What that means is he had Manchin in the White House, beat him up, beat him unmercifully, and Manchin conceded he'd come up to 2 trillion. Now, 2 trillion as opposed to 3.5 is a hell of a lot of money. And it does much of what Biden wants, but not all of what Biden wants. One of the things Manchin won't yield on, which aroused Bernie's ire, is $150 billion, which, and of a $3.5 trillion bill, is a relatively small amount, to convert and replace coal and gas-fired power plants in the United States to clean energy. West Virginia and Kentucky and parts of Pennsylvania is the coal mining region of this country. Coal is on its way out. We all know that it's a dirty fuel, but there are hundreds of thousands of people employed in the coal industry. The obvious answer is to make sure that financially they can transition to the new technology, that they are not simply thrown out in the cold. And I think everybody understands that, including Joe Biden. Joe Biden understands it better than anybody else. So Manchin pushed back, though, at this point, because when he runs for re-election, if they say, well, Manchin threw hundreds of thousands of people in the state out of work, he's toast. So he stood up for the coal industry. And he stood up for the gas industry, because that's an industry. It's like in some of the southern states, they stand up for the tobacco industry. If you don't stand up for the industry in your state, people are thrown out of work and people lose a lot of money. You're not going to get reelected. It's fairly obvious to me. And so he said, I'll vote for 1.5 trillion. He signaled to Biden it would be 2, but I won't do it with a provision for the 150 billion to replace coal and gas fired power plants. And we need Manchin's vote for two reasons. One is we only have 50 Democrats. Kamala Harris can come in and break the tie, but there's got to be a tie. If Manchin votes the other way, then there's 51 to 49, and he'd take Kyrsten Sinema with him, 52-48 against us. The whole thing is dead. The whole thing is dead. So Bernie, let me remind you of something. Although I do appreciate your zeal, I like Bernie quite a bit. Bernie, the old adage, when you become an elder, you no longer indulge in battles. Bernie is breathing fire from his nostrils, hair tousled. What is he, very late 70s, pushing 80, late 70s, had a heart attack, and the guy's unbelievable. He jumps on his horse, has his lance, and rides into battle. Good for him. Except here's what he did. He wrote an op-ed in a major West Virginia newspaper attacking Manchin. Now, he should not have done that. It was worse than a crime. It was a blunder. You'll recognize that's a quotation from Talleyrand, the 19th century, a weaselly, extremely weaselly, fox-like French statement. And whenever he saw something that he didn't like, he'd say, it's worse than a crime. It is a blunder. When you attack a senator in your own party in his home state, okay, go ahead. But when you do it and you need his vote, you think you'll ever get his vote now? You've attacked him. You want him to vote in a way that will throw hundreds of thousands of coal miners and others in related industries out of work right before he's going to run for re-election, a couple of years before. And you threaten him and attack him in an op-ed, and you think he's going to say, okay. He's dead if he does that. He's dead politically. Dead as a man. I mean, you know, knuckling under like that reminds me of Cruz. Trump said that Cruz's father was in on the plot to assassinate JFK, and his wife was ugly. And Cruise said, okay, give me more of that. I need more of that. He licked his shoes and he manned a call-in center for him for his reelection. We need Trump. We need Trump. I have a slight difference with Trump. My wife is not ugly and my father did not kill JFK. But hey, what the hell? What the hell? What the hell? There can be disputes among friends. That's Cruz, a slime ball if there ever was one. Well, Manchin's not a slime ball, and he's not going to have a guy coming in, nostrils flaring, eyes bulging, attacking him in his hometown newspaper, and expect him to change his vote. Guys, we have got to be a little smarter than that. It was worse than a crime. It was a blunder. It was a blunder. If you do that, or with Kyrsten Sinema, not too long ago, was basically indistinguishable from the squad in her positions on issues. She really was. And over time, she's drifted over to the middle and now to the right, and she's raising money and running Republicans. But if you take a look at her public statements on issues, go ahead, Google it. Google it well before her first Senate race. Attack the rich. Soak the rich, tax the rich. Rich have to pay their fair share, all of this stuff. That's all changed. But you're not going to get her vote by photographing her on a stall in the restroom, by bird-dogging her and shouting at her in airports. You're not going to do that. You've got to let people like Biden, people like Schumer, meet with her in private and work her over. You really do, guys. So I admired old Bernie, but Bernie, it's great that you're an elder, and it's great that you're indulging in battles nevertheless, Bernie. But let's get real here. Let's get real if we think we're going to any of this get through. Because if it gets tied up all through the next election, we lose the majorities. None of it's going to get through in the House, including the hard infrastructure. And the trades will be out a lot of union jobs, and we won't get the job done. Going to a break. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. We'll be right back.